Hi, Veronica.
Who's calling?
Hi, my name's Jessica. I'm calling on a recorded line in regards to the hair relaxer lawsuit. Have you gotten an attorney already to assist you?
No, ma'am, I haven't.
No, okay. And were you diagnosed with cancer after using the hair relaxer?
I've had a few different types of cancers I've been diagnosed with. And I've used hair relaxer the majority of my life.
Okay. If you don't mind me asking, what kind of cancer was it? And I'm sorry to hear.
Ovarian, yeah, and I had to have like I had to have one of my ovaries removed because of the cancer was so bad, and uterine. So
Okay.
definitely things dealing with the reproductive system.
Okay, and again, I'm so sorry to hear. Do you know when you were diagnosed, like what year you were diagnosed with both of them?
So the
Mm-hmm.
first one was let's see. I want to say 2017. I've had to have a couple of different surgeries to have it scraped away and then had an ovary removed. So, definitely before COVID. So I want to say maybe 2016, 2017, somewhere in that area. So I can't be specifics right now. I can't be specific right now. I'll have to look through some papers and stuff to give you exact dates.
Okay. Well, yeah, no worries. At least if we have just the year, you said 2017 is the ovarian, then roughly.
Yes.
And then when was the uterine diagnosed?
Well, and I'm sorry I said uterine. I meant cervical.
Oh, cervical. Okay.
So that was actually first. So that was the one from 2017. And then I just had to recently have an ovary removed. I want to say about 2 years ago.
Okay.
Two
Did it
years
go? Did
ago
it come back?
now. No.
Okay. Like
Well,
the two
actually,
years
I'm not
ago?
sure. I'm sorry.
Oh.
Actually, I'm not sure because I just recently had a doctor's appointment and I was supposed to have a follow-up with them because they'd seen something, funny in my last appointment. So they wanted me to come back for a follow-up. I've been so busy, and then now I'm sick. I'm at home sick, and so I haven't had a chance to get out and get anything done.
Okay. 'Cause what I will do is I could set it as a callback, 'cause we would, if they had like a, 'cause right now, as of the initial diagnosis in roughly 2017, it is outside the statute of limitations. But I
Okay.
believe if it did come back, and the statute is 2 years from this year, so it'd be 2022 up until present. If you had a reoccurrence and it came back, and that's why they took the ovary,
Yeah.
maybe we could do something with that, but we would need to know before submitting the claim.
Okay.
What I would recommend is either looking through your records, or you can even call the doctor and see when, if it was the case, look through your records and see. But I'll set it as a callback for ne next month, and we'll just check in then, okay?
Okay, 'cause what I'm thinking is that so I think it was last year. My dates are messed up, so I had my ovary removed last year, and this is my, from my last appointment, this is my follow-up now. So my ovary
Okay.
was removed last year.
Okay. So it was last year?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Let
And I
me.
actually have paperwork for all of that. I have it here with me. They give you all of your discharge paperwork and everything. So I have all of my stuff in folders here. I can't get to anything right now. in bed sick. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. So what I'll do is, let me reach out to my supervisor to see, because I would have to double check here. So you think that it came back last year, and that's why they took out the ovary?
Oh, that's definitely why they took out the ovary.
Okay.
I had to see a cancer specialist at Rush University Hospital.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what I'll do, we can just continue on with the intake here. I did want to confirm, you did want to see if you meet the criteria to participate, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you don't already have an attorney?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And you're willing to affirm that with the law firm as well?
Yes.
Okay. And, excuse me. Have you used hair straightening chemicals or relaxers within the last 20 years?
Yes.
Okay, and then you said yourself was diagnosed. Sorry, bear with me. And then, who is the either? Do you know the diagnosing doctor's name? That diagnosed you.
I will have to look in my chart.
Do you know the hospital at least?
Yes, Rush Presbyterian.
It was what?
Rush Presbyterian. Rush.
Terium. Okay, one moment. In what city?
Chicago.
Okay, on Harrison Street?
Yes, but the one that I was diagnosed at was it was a Rush Clinic. It's in River North.
River North. Okay, one moment.
Should be on like Dearborn.
Yes, I did find it right here. Bear with me. Okay, and then, let's see, do you currently live or were you diagnosed in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee?
Excuse me?
Do you currently live or were you diagnosed in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee?
No, I don't live, I've never lived any of those places.
Okay.
I've only lived in Chicago.
Okay, and did you use the hair relaxer more than four times in a single year prior to your diagnosis?
Yeah.
Okay.
When, you know, growing up in our community, we relax our hair maybe once a month, once
okay.
every 2 months, something like that. So definitely more than four times.
Okay. Like roughly like six maybe, if it was every other month?
Probably between six or seven.
Seven. Okay. And that was per year?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then, were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. And were any other family members, loved ones also using hair relaxer and developed cancer?
Yes, my sister.
Your sister? Gosh, I'm so sorry.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of cancer did she develop?
Very similar to mine, but I think she ended up having like a whole hysterectomy because it was spreading.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, she
was it ovarian?
Yes.
Wow.
Ovarian and cervical, and she, it was something else. I can't, not really for sure. You'll have to, you know, I'll have to ask her. But I know ovarian and cervical for sure.
Okay. Was hers recent as well?
Her diagnosis, I believe, were some came from when right after she had her last baby, and that was about 8 or 9 years ago. But recently told her within a few years ago, like within the past, I'm not sure, like sometime recent within the past few years, they told her that it came back because it left for a while and, you know, it came back.
Okay.
So
she may qualify as well if you want to give my information to her. Once we're done, and she can always reach out to me too to see.
Okay.
And then next year we'll go through the product information. So let's see, what state did you use the hair relaxer in? Was it just Illinois?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then what year, and this is best to your knowledge, but what year did you first start using it?
Well,
roughly?
my mom started using it on me as a little girl, so I would say somewhere in the early 90s, maybe 90.
90, okay.
1990, I will say that, just to put a number out there.
Okay. And what year did you roughly stop using it?
I want to say I stopped using it maybe about two and a half years ago. I just started to, you know, try and go natural with my hair. But, yeah, I stopped using it around, like, maybe 2 years ago.
Okay. So, 22 maybe?
Yep. Okay. Yep, around that time.
Okay. So, let me do that math real quick. So roughly 32 years total.
Yeah, that's a very long time. Yeah.
Yeah. And you said you were applying it mainly monthly.
Yes.
Let's see. Did you use the hair relaxer at a home, in a salon, or both?
Both.
Both, okay. And do you remember where you purchased the product from?
Just different beauty supply stores and, like, you know, like Walgreens and stuff like that. Because those are the places they popularly sell it.
Okay. And do you remember what salon you were possibly going to?
Oh, gosh. That salon isn't even open anymore.
Okay.
I can't think of the name of it right now, but it was definitely somewhere on the west side of Chicago, the Dominican salon. I can't think of the name of it, though.
Okay. And then, right now you're not currently using any products, right?
No products.
Okay. Do you have any receipts or empty bottles still? If not, no worries.
Oh, God, no.
And then do you remember what brand name you would have used?
Yes, I use the olive oil relaxer. I've used dental treatment relaxers. gentle treatment relaxers. What is that? Just for me relaxers.
Okay.
So actually, quite a few different ones. Hawaiian silk was another one. Banting. It was quite a few. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, those are a few of the names I can recall right off the back of my head.
Okay. And then did the cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
You said, did it start after I stopped?
No, so after your diagnosis did occur 2 or more years after you first started using the product. So you started using it roughly in 90 and you were diagnosed in 2017 and again in 23. So that would have been yes then, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. And let's see here. Do you remember what type of treatment you received? You said, did you have a hysterectomy or a partial one?
No, I had one ovary removed, and okay. they scraped my cervix twice to get it off.
Okay.
And it came back a second time, and they had to, you know, scrape it again. So then came back again in my ovary, and they had to actually just, you know, remove it because to, you know, get it out.
Mhm. Okay. And that was the last time you had treatment was in 2023?
Yes.
Okay. And then were you having treatment at the Rush River North as well?
Yes. Well, it was on Harrison when they actually did the procedures to remove everything because that's the main hospital.
So bear with
me. The one on River North is it's a clinic.
Clinic. Okay. So the Harrison Street location?
Yeah, the Harrison Street location is where they actually performed my procedures.
Okay. And that was Rush University Medical Center then?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, can you confirm your gender for me, please?
I'm a female.
Okay, thank you. And then, let's see. The spelling of your first name, is it Veronica?
Yes.
Okay, and then Montgomery, Montgomery?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, perfect. And then, let's see, what is... What's your date of birth?
6/6/85.
6/6/1985?
Yes.
Okay.
To be honest, I may have had my hair relaxed before then because I was just 10. Well, I mean, no, I was 5 in 90. So, yeah, that was about right.
That's right. Okay.
That's right. Yeah.
No worries. And then your social?
Really don't feel comfortable doing it over the phone.
Is last 4 okay at least? It's just for the medical record release form.
You said the last 4?
Yeah, that's okay.
Uh-huh. 4729.
4729?
Yes.
Okay. And then the email address we have here is olashaunda@gmail.com.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, and then is the 708-781-8875, is that your cell phone?
Yes.
Okay, and then What is your mailing address?
3720 South Dearborn Street, Chicago, Illinois. And my zip code is 60609.
Okay, perfect. And then there would be a medical record to indicate your cancer diagnosis and type, at least with a doctor?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And then the emergency contact. So we request one just in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue on with your case for your loved ones. Would you like to add an emergency contact?
Yes, I would.
Okay.
My mom.
Mother. And then her name?
Alvernail. I'll spell it for you.
Okay.
It's Alvernell.
Okay.
And her last name is Montgomery as well.
Okay, and then her phone number?
773-512-0801.
Okay. And does she live with you?
No, I live alone.
Okay. Okay, let me make sure nothing else is needed. Okay, one moment.
Mm-hmm.
And is it okay if I send you the forms via text and email?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Okay. Sorry, it's giving me a little bit of a hard time here. I'm not sure why.
It's fine. Take your time.
Okay. Okay, let me put you on a brief hold real quick. I'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. One moment.